With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Julie Miller, the sister of a woman who is actually going through a process of losing her pet pigs. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, so I received the story this morning, and I saw your petition that was on change.org. And it's actually gotten quite a bit of pull. When did you publish the petition?
Actually, I just did it Sunday night. We got it started and tried to get that whole ball rolling.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm looking on it, and like you said, it's on Sunday. It's Tuesday, so in 2 days, it went from nobody to almost 4,000. And I believe you guys are trying to get to 5,000, correct?
Yeah, at least 5,000, hopefully more.
Okay. So I'm very, very interested on this. It seems that the city of Effingham has ordered your sister to remove these two pets from their home, and they have about 30 days. Now, why is that?
Apparently, there's an ordinance banning certain animals, I guess, that I guess they're considered livestock. Like, they're just, the city says they just fall into the category of swine, which is generally refers to hogs, like on a hog farm for commercial use or raised for food, when in fact these are potbelly pigs who are actually common household pets. I mean, even the department, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recognizes them as common household pets.
Wow, that is insane. Now, since the U.S. Department of Agriculture does recognize them as household pets, why do you feel that the city of Effingham is having such an issue with that?
I don't know. I mean, technically, per the U.S. Department of Ag, I mean, they are in the swine classification, but it goes on to point out that it's because they are susceptible to the same diseases and stuff that any, you know, other commercial pigs can get, but that's only, you know, the pigs are vaccinated, so that's not an issue anyway. The pigs are vaccinated from any disease. They're spayed, so they can't reproduce. I mean, it's really, I go over there all the time. I know the pigs. It's really no different than having dogs or cats in your house. So why the city has such an issue of it is beyond me. Actually, in my opinion, it's probably safe to say it's factual, they are actually less of a nuisance than dogs or cats, because they use a litter box, the litter's cleaned, and I mean, they're not messing in the yard, they're not messing in anyone else's yard, they're not running around the neighborhood barking or, you know, possibly biting people or chasing bicycles. So I know the one reporter talked to some of the neighbors, and they said they didn't even know pigs were there. They didn't even know there was any pigs in the neighborhood.
Wow. So with all that being said, how do you feel city council actually even found out about these pigs? Do you think somebody told them, or what exactly happened?
Yeah, that's the guy from Effingham Daily News said that the mayor told him there was a complaint about odors from manure not being managed properly, which makes no sense to me. The any waste is managed exactly like any other person would manage cat litter. It's the exact same concept. They use a litter box, it's cleaned out, and then the waste is disposed of. You know, it's not like there's any in the yard. It's not like it's left sitting around in bags or anything. So I don't understand where they're coming up with that. I mean, when I'd challenge anybody, go by their house and see if you can notice anything different. Go down Indiana Street and see if you can identify which house has the pigs. There's no way you can possibly do it.
Right. By any chance, do you have any idea as to who is the person who filed the complaint with the city?
We don't. Nobody has expressed any issue with my sister or my brother-in-law. No neighbor has said, hey, you know, this is a problem. The mayor never said who it was. The policeman never said who it was. My sister didn't say when the policeman came over. They were really nice about it, and actually told her they felt really bad and didn't think it was right because it was very clear that they were pets. And in fact, the city, this is important to point out, I think the city administrator came inside their home, and went on to point out that he thought they were very responsible pet owners. He expressed no concern about anything other than that he saw or, you know, found out other than when the police came back to tell him of their decision, because basically what no action at all is their decision. Like, as if they take no action, the ordinance as it is stands. What we were trying to get them to do is pass an ordinance that allowed for responsible potbelly pig ownership.
Right.
And so they chose just to reject that completely. And the policeman told my sister, said, yeah, they said they realize you are very responsible pet owners, but, you know, if we allow this, then someone in the future